This photo came about purely by chance as I was sitting down to do my morning prayer recently. Now, for the past about 10 years or so, one of the first things I do after I take a shower in the morning is spend time in prayer. I find that it just helps me to start my day by talking with my Creator. I thank the Lord for my family, my friends, everything that comes to mind. And also in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus tells us to, he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And so I also take time to lift up any issues that are on my mind to the Lord and sort of lay my burdens on him. And it's just 10 minutes, but it's a fantastic way to start your day. And I recommend it to anyone who's listening to this. And I know it doesn't have anything to do with photography, but it's just a great way to start your day with some time in prayer. About the photo now, as I was praying the other day, I saw this fence outside on our back porch, and there's nothing special about this fence. I see it every day. It's right on our back porch. But on this particular morning, the rainfall from the day and night before, combined with our neighbor's floodlight outside, helped make it shimmer and glow. They gave the fence this nice shimmery color. Now, the floodlight is not what you see here on the top left. That's a street light. That's like a block away. The floodlight is behind me, if you can sort of picture that, because the floodlight is what's actually creating the little white reflections on everything. So I saw this scene, which really all I could see was just the spots on the fence. It was so dark. The sun wasn't up, so I couldn't really see much except just these glowing spots on the fence. But I thought it might make a cool photo. So I grabbed my tripod plus my ball head. And if you don't have a tripod with a nice ball head, I recommend it. It's way better than a traditional tripod head. It's got 360 degrees of movement for moving your camera however you want and then locking it into place. So check it out. You'll just have to do some searching. I could recommend a good one, but find a ball head if you want to make better use of your tripod. Anyway, I went outside to take this picture. Now, the hardest part about this was focusing because there was nothing to focus on. It looks bright in this picture, but it was actually super dark. Remember, this is at night. The sun was not up yet. And in a really long exposure like this, even the tiniest amounts of light are magnified. You can kind of see a little green on the bottom, which was from the grass in our yard, but you couldn't see anything in real life when I took this photo. So how do you focus when you can't see anything? Well, I tried manually focusing, but I couldn't even see enough to do that. And I tried a few shots that I had manually focused. Every shot, mind you, took, I think I used a 20-second exposure on this. So every shot took 20 seconds to do. So it's not like I could just snap a photo and check and then refocus and snap and check. I couldn't even tell if I should focus in front or in back of the subject to get it more or less in focus. I couldn't see anything. So what I finally did was I found a clothespin and I clipped the clothespin to the fence and then autofocused. There was enough light to do that. Then I recomposed and got the shot I wanted. Now, there was no movement at all. It was totally calm. So I could use a really long exposure here, which was 20 seconds. I used ISO 200, and I shot at f1.8 for that really nice shallow depth of field that you can get when you shoot at f1.8. I'm super happy with how this turned out, and it's now actually the background of my iPad. There was a bit of fudging in Lightroom, though. I over-sharpened the twist in the fence on the top right corner, and I under-sharpened the twist in the bottom right. So if you look at it, there's a bit of a difference. Even though those two are on the same focal plane, they're actually both, in reality, they're the same amount of in focus. But I cheated a little bit because I really did want to draw the viewer's eye to that top right portion. Why? I just wanted to. So, you know, sometimes you just got to do that to get the image that you want. The lesson here actually has nothing to do with photography at all. The lesson here is to spend some time in prayer. It's a great way to start the day, but really any time is a good time. So I would encourage you, if you don't have a regular prayer routine, find some time that you can sit down daily and sort of clear your head and just talk with God for a little while.